So on this day off, I found myself near downtown Seattle, dropped off my girlfriend at her workplace, so I have a couple of hours to chill, and instead of going back home, I made today all about planes and plane spotting. Started off the day at the west side of Boeing Field downtown and spent maybe an hour, hour and a half down there. Saw some 747s take off. There was also a close runway incursion where they had to send a Challenger around. And then I headed down to the south end of SeaTac, down along near Des Moines. Took some shots of, I think it was a British Airways 747 coming in, and a bunch of evening flights, 737s dash 8s. The angle wasn't that great. I'd have to spend more time figuring out where I can actually park. Is a lot of it's fenced off, and I'm sure they're keeping track of who's stopped in the median and bringing out a 7200 2.8 lens. So I've repositioned. It's North Flow, so I'm up here on the northeast corner of the airport and recording my audio boo. That was just Southwest taking off, I guess. Looks like it. So yeah, today was all about airports, and what I brought with me today was Nikon D90, my 7200 with a 1.7 teleconverter on it, and it's very bright and sunny. It's a nice summer day. It's kind of hot out, so you can open up that aperture, and for some of the planes, I couldn't rack it in fast enough, and it was kind of blurry, so I went into shutter priority and I set it up as high as it can go, and it's shooting about 4.8 on the aperture. And having that aperture open wide on a bright sunny day, you can fire off in a good set of frames. I'll just set this down here and line it up and see how many frames per second it gets. So that's like four and a half frames per second. If you dial up your, if you go into shutter priority and you rack it up as much as possible, the camera's going to match the aperture, and you can freeze motion. Like an athlete, soccer player, basketball player, you pretty much freeze their motion around 500. So I have it up at 4,000, so you can even stop a plane and read its tail number. So if you have an airport nearby, it's a great way to spend an afternoon bringing your camera along. If you have a larger airport, like a Class B or a Class C airport near you, you can go to liveatc.net, liveatc.net, and they stream the communications from the tower and TRACON and even some centers. So if you're interested in listening to plane traffic and you don't have a scanner, and usually those scanners, you need to be close by, within like 5-10 miles to get a clean signal, just check out Live ATC and you can listen into airports from around the world. You can Google, you just need the airport identifier, or you can use their search within the website to locate. You can listen into London or Paris, Charles de Gaulle or Guam. Those are, I think they're amateur feeds, so there's somebody nearby that has a scanner and he's providing the feed to ATC. So go ahead, take some time off and go down to your local airport, and maybe you'll look out and you'll find a general aviation pilot who's interested in talking about his plane, and maybe you can work something out that he'll let you take some picture of his plane in lieu of maybe a little flight. I don't know, but it's always worth a try. So that's today, plane spotting. Thanks. Bye.